You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears?
Welcome back to the podcast on everything.
Pew, pew, pew.
It's been a while.
Got
a lot of things that really pissed me off. So
grinding gears.
So we got to start off with a grinding our gears episode. And you'll see a whole bunch coming after this. I got John. You might remember him from A Day at the Races.
That's right.
That was a great one. I can't remember what we...
I think three people listened.
Yeah, I think we were like perfect on all our bets, right?
That was the...
We were like better than Hammer and Hank on ESPN. Like,
it was stupid.
All of them. TVG should have listened and hired us. And a couple weeks from now, you got the Kentucky Derby. Shit, we should be on there giving our picks.
Yeah, we made a whole like $10 that day.
But they're dollar bets.
That's right. So we're 1,000.
Yeah, so we have a few episodes coming out really shortly with John. This first one is something that's grinding our gears. John, what is grinding your gears right now?
What is grinding my gears right now? This weather. Can't decide what it's going to do. Going from 50 to 80 really grinds my gears. My allergies are all over the place, so thank you for that. And, ex-wives. Whew, they really grind my gears.
Which one do you want to dive into?
None of the above.
The allergies, the wives.
God.
Oh, man. Yeah, but, let's talk about this weather. So, we're in shorts right now. 2 days ago, we were in...
Jeans.
What?
How's the jeans?
34 degrees.
Yeah.
Freezing. You hear a third person in the background.
That's a third party.
It's a new baby. Hence why we've been kind of not doing many episodes.
Off the radar.
Yeah. It's about being a father.
Doing stuff. Growing kids.
Yeah. But the spotlight of what grinds my gears right now, what grinds my gears is people that think the WNBA and NBA are exactly the same, and they should get paid the same. Biden made a tweet. I don't know if you remember seeing this. When I say Biden, I mean someone for Biden.
Somebody for Biden.
Like someone for Kim Kardashian tweets, not
course,
Kim Kardashian tweets.
Wait, what?
They have, what they call them, handlers? Kind of like for with horses, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have someone handling your...
Social media.
Yeah, your stuff. So... One of his handlers said that the WNBA women should be getting a fair share, which, by the way, John, what is a woman? He has yet to say what that woman is when he says fair share.
That's a whole other episode.
Yeah, but he says they need to get paid their fair share. Doesn't explain what their fair share is. I bet you if we quizzed him on how many teams the WNBA has, he could not answer that. Over under 10. How many do you think? How many think there are? You're a sports guy. Over under 10 teams. So the over?
I'm going 16.
It's 12. So you hit the over. But that's the thing. There's 30 NBA teams. There's 12 WNBA. So it's a much smaller market, right? If it was the same market, it would have 30 teams. You start having a case. Playing a smaller market. Also, the other thing that people fail to recognize is the fact that to have a business, you got to make money to pay the employees. If you're not making money, how can you pay the employees the same as a place that is making money?
So, what's the top earners making? $250, right?
The
top earner, last like I heard, is in like, you know, $250,000. But you're talking about your top dogs. What's her name from Delaware?
Elena Deladon. And she's taking a year off, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, good for her, whatnot. But that's not where the money is. The money's in sponsorship. The money is in sponsorship. And everybody who's, you know, leading the charge with this, at least this past year, is just telling everybody what we already know, what most of us already know. In order for this women's league to succeed, women need to support it. And I think that's the biggest disconnect. If you go to a football game, you go to a men's basketball game, it's majority men. You do have some women, great. But if you even just turn on the TV and watch a WNBA game, you got a half-packed house, if they're lucky. And it's pretty evenly split. More guys than women, though. So, I don't know. How do you combat that? I don't know. We only got 12 teams, which means you got 12 teams spread across the entire country.
And we also have to recognize their ticket sales.
Yeah,
they're playing in small arenas, right, and they're not selling out, which we'll get into. Jackie Young, which I guess if I asked anybody, if I asked Biden, which one is the closest to making their fair share?
Right.
I guess he would not say Jackie Young. She's about a quarter. And also people forget, they're playing about 4 months out of the year. Granted, you got to work out the whole year. Yeah, we get that.
Yeah.
But you're playing for 4 months, right? So if you're playing for as many months as they're playing for, and as many games, you can make a case they should be getting more.
Yeah.
But when you're playing 30 games or whatever they're playing, I mean,
the men are complaining about workload, and women, they want more work. They want more opportunity. They want more games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember looking this up a couple years ago. WNBA attendance by year. Across the timeline.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is a topic that really pisses me off, because people don't understand that, one, they're not the same sport. Just because they both play basketball and it's a professional league doesn't mean that they're the same, so they should get paid the same. John, you've seen professional singers perform, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they all get paid the same?
No.
Why? Why not?
Because it depends on what your target audience is. Depends on what you're singing.
So you're telling me someone that like sells out an arena like Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm,
should get paid more than someone that sells out a local bar? They're both professionals, right?
Both professionals.
They've both been doing their craft for 20-some years.
Yeah.
I don't understand. So here's the average attendance last year. Las Vegas Aces did 9,500 average.
Oh, my God.
The next one, 9,000. The lowest.
Are guess you serious?
The lowest is Atlanta. Guess what their attendance 6, was? 000? Not even close.
Oh my God. So who's on the top end?
Las Vegas.
9,500?
Yeah. These are across 20 games.
What's the stadium? 20,000, 30,000? Arena, maybe?
Well, I can tell you what Atlanta should be in,
mm-hmm,
when you hear it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
3,000.
You can't support any business like
that. Atlanta.
And it's Atlanta. Hotlanta. It's Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. 3,000. So the people that want to say they should get, how can you pay them $50 million a year? That's what LeBron makes. Let's say the minimum $1 million a year when you're getting 3,000 people to a game.
Right.
What's happening with the Oakland Athletics right now? They're finding a new home because basically that's what they got. And they're like, we can't stay here and do anything. It's a waste of our time.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the previous year. Wow, Seattle did 10,600. So they must have had a bad season. But then after that, it goes 8,000.
So you take all that into account, mm-hmm, right? Last couple of years, 9,000, 10,000, right?
That's the highest end.
This year, is there going to be a resurgence? Yes. Why is that? Because college basketball, the Caitlin Clarks of the world, but as soon as she got drafted, like the ticket sales quadrupled overnight.
Oh yeah.
So people are going to go out to watch her play because she's the hottest thing. All right. So my thing is, if I was thinking about this last week, I loved basketball growing up because there was like a WWE aspect to it. There's bad guys. There's people you want to hate. There's people you can't hate. WNBA needs some bad bitches.
That draws
viewership. Dennis Rodman. That's what they, you know, they need a, Jesus.
Yeah.
No more crybabies like the bum, but, you know.
Yeah, so I can go into deep with that. And I'm passionate about this because I coach actually girls. So just for reference, the team Caitlin Clark went on in 2022, they averaged 1,700 fans.
Jeez. 1,700.
So I guarantee you, they're going to sell out everything, which is crazy. They're going to go from worst to second, and they averaged 4,000 last year. So like they're going to go astronomically like to the top. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, well, right? Who'd she get drafted by?
Indiana.
Indiana, right? So that's a Midwest team.
Indiana's a basketball state. The sad thing is that basketball state 2 years ago, 1,700 fans, right?
Yep.
A little disappointing.
Right. And who's going to go out and watch her? Mostly men.
Yeah.
Because they love the game.
Yeah, and it's stuff like Bill Burr went into this about why they don't get paid the same, and he made it hilarious. I think everyone should.
Did.
Yeah, I think everyone should check that out.
Yeah, definitely check that one out. It was one of his last ones, and he just laid it all out, and it made perfect sense.
Yeah,
caught some initial flack from the audience, and he did his typical Bill Burr, like, just listen to it.
But I think the thing that people should take away from that, not that I'm not even talking about talent in any form whatsoever, but he talks about at the end, the money goes. You watch this shit, money goes here. You watch this, money goes. He's like, you guys want to watch Kardashians fight each other? Money's going there. He's like, you'd rather watch them fight than watch women work together as a team to achieve a common goal.
to achieve a common goal.
And maybe that's the underlying thing that people need to realize, right? You got to support your sport if you want them to make money.
If you want to make money. You can't go on national television and complain about it all the time because they need their fair share. Well, guess what? It sounds like by the numbers, they're getting their fair share.
Yeah, and this is...
A stadium can't even function on a $1,700 crowd.
No, I think he said in that. He's like, the promoter lost his ass.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, like, this isn't us women bashing. Like, this is...
I love women. Being straight, about us.
This, even though he's married a lot of women, so he must...
That's right.
You know...
But, I want to look out for the future ex,
misses. Yeah. But we got to be honest with ourselves, right? We can't just be like, oh, because it's they both dribble a basketball, they should get exactly the same. Mm-hmm. No.
Have you watched that WNBA game?
I haven't watched a WNBA game in a while. I watched a few college basketball games in the tournament, women-wise.
College basketball is so much more exciting, even at a football level, I think, for men's. But women's definitely. But there's, you need that catalyst. Like there needs to be, like the excitement factor is not there. It is just, I mean, you know, the commentating, it is what it is. But there's not a lot of fire, there's not a lot of excitement in those stands. The numbers prove it. So it's hard to watch.
Yeah. And as sports fans, I'll watch anything if it's entertaining to me.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't matter what sex it is. I mean, look at UFC. UFC women's division, people watch the crap out of that. People love it.
UFC almost folded if it wasn't for the Ultimate Fighter. That was, like, going to be the last year that Dana and his investor could keep it together. Then Ultimate Fighter came out. Then it blew up, became what it was. But now their women's division is huge. And it has been for quite a few years.
Yeah, so women or
so what do they do right?
Yeah. So people will support, including men,
the
good product. Mm-hmm. We just got to probably say maybe the WNBA is not a good product historically. But now they have these women that everyone knows.
Superstars.
How the hell? Yeah. I would never have guessed in like the next 10 years that the women's title game would have drew more people than the men's title game. And yet it did.
Yeah.
That could be... Just because of that one, Caitlin Clark against an undefeated team, you got the good guys against bad guys, although I guess good women against bad, you know, and that's how they drew it up, and it was just like you said, it was perfect. So it will be interesting to see.
And the head coach that won was undefeated, and like she earned, what, her second back-to-back?
She lost, right? No, this is South Carolina. She should have lost, or she could have won last year. She's undefeated. She lost to Iowa in the Final Four.
Okay.
So, got a revenge against Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark
lost two title games in a row.
Okay.
That's got to be painful to get there twice, the last game of the year, and you lose it.
Of course. Going to have, now I'm on to the next thing, and guess what? I gave it my all, and oh, by the way, I'm getting an 8-figure deal for a sneaker, so I'm good.
Yeah.
But all the comments about her, that people have actually talked to her, and it's all positive. It's all, like, uplifting. It's all just good. She's a good person.
Yeah, I don't think anyone says anything negative about her.
That's actually spoken to her. You know, and, you know, take race out of the equation, and, you know, there's really nothing bad you can say.
No. And her parents support her all the time. I watched her on the Pat McAfee show, and she was on there, and her parents are there, like, sitting there, watching her on there. I'm like, how many parents follow their kids like that? Yeah, like, she's got a good relationship with her family, that they're supporting her, they're taking her. So maybe it's just the upbringing is why people support her the way they do. Because she's like a family-oriented individual.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty cool interview.
Growing up the heart.
Yeah, now some people are really weird, and they haven't been able to adjust to how to talk to women like that. Did you see that one interview where that one guy asked her, like, he put up a heart thing, and then said, like, some weird comment to her?
Lovely.
Like,
I heard
like if you do that to me, to me or something, like, we'll get along fine. Something really crazy.
It's not creepy.
So, if women's sports starts blowing up, like, it may blow up a little bit.
For the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Next 2 years,
easy. Yeah. I can't wait to see how many more...
Oh, no.
How many more, like, guys don't know how to talk to women articles are you going to hear?
Yeah. Some men are just trying to talk to a girl, whether it's your job or not. Just can't do it.
Yeah, but then you have the reverse. You got the women going into the men's locker room and...
Oh, that's not good. My gears over.
No, and then they're like, oh, we got a nasty comment on us. It's like, well, what do you expect, right? Like, exactly. You're literally in a guy's locker room and they're walking around and all this. Yeah, it's a little weird. We're going to take a big tangent on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But, Yeah, so that's what grinds my gears, is people thinking the NBA, WNBA is exactly the same, and they should get paid exactly the same.
So, if you're to break that down to your terms, your restaurant should be making as much as the TGI Fridays right next door, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, that's
we're both professional restaurants.
Professional restaurants, so why aren't you getting a piece of that?
Yeah.
Equity.
Yeah, Bobby Flay.
There we go.
How much are you making on yours?
Hey.
Yeah, I should be getting the same, so give me it. Yeah, there's too many people that don't put all these factors in or refuse to acknowledge them, and that's what makes me mad.
Yeah.
If they got paid the same, I wouldn't care.
Wouldn't care.
Wouldn't care, but you can't compare apples to
coconuts.
Oranges or coconuts or, yeah. You can't compare it to the same. Right? So that's what grinds our gears.
Yeah. Oh. I see you smiles. Hello, smiles.
And that, people, is what grinds my gears.